Seward City Council has approved a plan aimed at using tidal energy to heat city buildings. If successful, the project could turn out to be the first ocean source district heating system in the state. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
A resolution passed by the Seward City Council the evening before President Obama's arrival is on point with the president's climate warming message.
Purely coincidental. It sure worked out well that it got picked up by some of the other news media that were in town, so we get to tell our story on a little broader audience than we might have.
That's Ron Long, assistant city manager. He says the city is planning to move away from the use of heating oil, while it attempts to create a renewable energy heating district in the city that would include four public buildings. The resolution approved last Monday gave the go-ahead for seeking grant funding and spending city funds on the innovative project. Long says the plan is unique to Seward because of the city's location and because of the position of the buildings involved. The plan to use tidal forces to produce energy requires heat loops to be buried in gravel below the city's waterfront.
While it's warmed by seawater, we don't pump seawater, so we don't have to deal with any of the corrosive extra pumps, all of those other pieces of a system that we might otherwise have to have.
The fluid in the loops absorbs heat from seawater, according to Andy Baker, with Your Clean Energy, a consulting and energy auditing firm.
Vertical loops that would be drilled into the deep gravel along their bike path, where the ocean tides are washing in and out twice a day. So the idea is that the loops would intercept the tidal water, the heat from the ocean water would go into the loops. The loops are part of one big closed loop that gets pumped round and round to four different buildings.
Interestingly, Resurrection Bay water is warmest in the month of November, according to Baker, a fact that he says is fundamental to understanding why ocean heat is such a great resource for much of southeast and south central coastal Alaska. The North Pacific Ocean Gyre, starting at the equator, eventually brings warm water to the Alaska Current, which flows through Prince William Sound to the front of Resurrection Bay.
And in October, when they get the big rainstorms here, freshwater flows out of Resurrection Bay and then draws in the deep seawater from the Alaska Current. So it's kind of like a bathtub that fills up with hot water just before winter.
Seward will apply for an Alaska Energy Authority Renewable Energy Fund grant of $850,000 and use $85,000 in city funds for the project. City officials estimate heating the library, city hall, a city annex, and the fire department with renewable energy will save the city up to $76,000 annually. The city will apply for the grant September 15th. They are hoping to know by January of next year if they are successful. The city's proposed tidal energy project is different from the ocean water heating system used by the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. The Sea Life Center uses seawater pumped directly from the ocean, then filtered and then pumped into a heat exchanger. Baker says the proposed city project requires no water pumping. I'm Ellen Lockyer.